I'm going to tell you, God showed up in that furnace. He showed up. But these boys had faith to believe he would. See, where so many people say that our God, when they say, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, and he will deliver us. Now see, that's a positive declaration of faith. And that's the kind of faith that God shows up for. He will. And that's what he shows up for, that kind of faith. It says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, here's these men, the soldiers, they had heated this furnace 7 times hotter. They had a roaring inferno. I mean, have any of you ever been to one of these deals at a college or a high school when they build a huge bonfire? You know, and they build this roaring fire, and you know you can't even get close to that thing. Y'all know where I'm coming from? And now then, here, they got to get close enough to this thing to throw these men in this thing. So here's this pit, and the thing is burning, and it's hot, and these soldiers, they take and they tie Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they tie them up, bind their hands and everything, and these men take them over to push them in the furnace. And when they get close enough to push them in, the fire is so hot, it kills those men, just like it says right there. It says that, and because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw the 3 men in. That's how hot it was. But the 3 men didn't get killed. Look at what he says here. Go to the part where it talks about what happened after they threw him in. Is that the next couple of verses there? Where is that? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell down into the roaring flames. And then what happened? But suddenly, as he was watching, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement. Now I can only imagine him jumping off of his throne. Can't you, Eldon? He jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace? Yes, they said. We did indeed, Your Majesty. Look, Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see 4 men unbound walking around in the fire. Now, what happened to the ropes that's bound with? It burned them off. Is God in control? He's in control of everything. They aren't even hurt by the flames. And the fourth one looks like the divine being or the Son of God. Jesus showed up, and then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door. He realized he couldn't get very close of the flaming furnace, and he shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Now then, wouldn't you love to have been Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And said, whoa, King, look at this. Isn't this good stuff? Isn't it warm under your arm? Come on in here, King. It's really nice in here. Come on in here with us. Wouldn't you love to be in that position? These boys are walking around in a fire. I mean, this is unthinkable. So it said, then the princes, perfect governors and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them, nor a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Now look what happens when God shows up. Let's go ahead. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise the God of Shadrach. I mean, he knows he's seen a miracle. He is not a dumb king, that's for sure. Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Now look what happened. Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatsoever their race or nation or language, if they speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb and their houses will be crushed into heaps of rubble. There is no other God who can rescue like this God. If we had people today that could stand like these young men did then our government would be up there saying, hey, we have got to be servants of the Most High God. We got to straighten our act up. If they were to see the king doing the kind of things we ought to be seeing him do because of our holiness and our faith in him, we ought to be like Peter. We ought to be walking along and your shadow just fall over an old cripple. And all of us, we ought to be doing this. And the guy gets healed. And then they say, what in the world? How did this happen? Oh, it's nothing to it. It's just Jesus. It's faith in Jesus. He's the one did it. And you know, it wouldn't be long if we could just walk like that in that holiness and perfection, like he's told us. There is no telling what would happen to this nation. And people were to see that kind of power demonstrated. Look what the king did. He said, I know I've seen a miracle today. And I know this God, only God of gods, could deliver those three boys out of that fire. I mean, he's smart. Anybody would know that, wouldn't they? You throw three young men into a burning fire furnace that even kills your own soldiers when you throw it in, but yet that King of Kings and Lord of Lords burned the ropes off of them, and when they come out, there wasn't a hair burned, they wasn't a scorch singed, and there wasn't nothing wrong with either one of them. What kind of God do we serve? Awesome. He's awesome. He's more than awesome. Even what we know about him, he's awesome any day. Yeah. I mean, you know, every time I look at Dave now, compared to what he looked like just a few years ago when he had that terrible, awful disease. Had to look at him now. No disease. All he and I both can do is praise the King. You know, praise the King. God is a mighty God. So anyway, we want to serve the Lord and do what he says there. So, okay. Well, goodness gracious, it's already 10 minutes after 9, nearly 15 after. So in that Proverbs chapter 3, we will go back to, we've read this a little bit about that 9 and 10. Let's just finish up on that right quick. If we honor the Lord with our wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces, then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with the finest wine. See, I use these same principles, and that's how I've used these principles in our ministry and give away everything we do. There was a pastor called me today and wanted me to come down to Lone Star, what it was, Lone Park, or whatever it was, a place down about halfway between here and Louisiana. And it's about 150 miles down there. He said on the 23rd of July, we're going to have a conference, 23rd, 24th, 25th. He said, could you come speak in the conference? I looked at my schedule. I said, I can come Monday. That's the only day I can come. I said, Tuesday, I've got other things going on. Wednesday, I'm going out of town again. So I said, I can't come then. Well, he said, how much would you charge to come speak at my conference? I said, charge? I don't charge for nothing for the kingdom of God. He said, you mean you come down here and do it for free? I said, sure. Absolutely no problem. You know, I don't charge for nothing. Just go do it for God. I said, well, how long you want me to talk? He said, as long as you want to. I said, a couple hours would be okay. He said, man, if you want to talk 2 or 3 hours, that's great. He said, we'll let you be the first speaker. We open at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. I said, okay. I said, I'll be down there about 9:30, 9:45, something like that. And then we'll be ready to go at 10 o'clock. And he said, you mean you ain't going to charge, you're not even going to charge me nothing for gas to come down here? I said, no. No charge. We do everything for free. Well, see, I never dreamed a few years ago I could afford to give away 10,000 of these CDs and DVDs a week either. But we do. And do I ever have to borrow any money from nobody? Nope. God provides the resources. So, if I give him, right there where he says, if I honor the Lord with your wealth, what kind of wealth do I have? The knowledge he's given me, and I'm giving it away. That's all I have. But if I honor the Lord with my wealth and with the best part of everything my land produces, this is a piece of land. This is a piece of dirt. And this thing produces. And it produces the Word of God. But he does it in me. And I give that away. And not just part of it. I give it all away. He says, then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with the finest wine. Do I ever have to worry about what I'm going to eat or drink? No, never. I don't have to worry about where my next meal's coming from. I know he's going to provide it. You know, I don't have to worry about paying the folks this next week that work in the ministry. The money's already in the bank to pay them. You know, aren't we grateful for that? Boy, Phil's back there waving his hand. He said, praise God, I need mine. But we all need money to get by, right? It takes money. But if you will honor God with your increase, He will make sure. Just like He said, He'll fill your barns with grain. Did you notice He said He'll fill them, not half full? He'll fill them full. And your vats will overflow with the finest wine. Now then, I don't want a barn a fourth full or a vat with a little wine in the bottom. I want it overflowing, don't you? Well, what did God say we had to do? Honor Him with our wealth, whatever it is He's given you, with your body, everything. You honor Him with everything you have, and if you will, then He will bless everything you put your hands to. And so I learned that principle, as I started to say a while ago, when I was in the military, and I was making giving $1 a week, and I was making $40 a week, and when I started giving $4 a week, I thought, there is no way I can do this and be able to pay my bills. I wasn't paying my bills now, but I said, God said it, I'm going to do it. And I started doing it. I started putting that $4 a week in when I made $4, $40, and then on as I increased. And from that day to this, I have never had a lack of enough money to pay my bills every month. He's always provided enough to pay my bills. Now then, I've learned a new principle the other day, that if I will fear the Lord in everything I do, there will not even be any want in my house. That may be hard. I have a big wanter. Do y'all have a big wanter? A lot of times we want things, don't we? Yeah, well, if we're led by the Spirit, He'll control our wants so we don't go out and do something stupid. You know, so anyway, I believe that with all my heart. So praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You and praise You for the beautiful day. We thank You and praise You for the rain. We sure had plenty of it, Lord. And Lord, we ask You to let the streets and everything run down so we can get home. All of us get home. Watch over all those. Protect us and let us get home safely. And Lord, we thank You and praise You for watching over us one more time, giving us one more opportunity to meet and talk about Your Word. And we give You all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.